Time to look at the weekend in sport. We've already had a good taste. The Rabbitohs accounted for the Broncos last night. And we've got the US Masters coming up with a fistful of Aussies in the hunt. The coverage starts in about 45 minutes, but there's a bit to get through. And the very big news and the saddest news was the passing of NRL and rugby league great Tommy Radonikis, a bloke that I've interviewed many times. I knew Tommy pretty well. He'd been battling cancer for a long, long time. He finally has gone to meet his maker. Tim Robertson joins us. Very sad news, wasn't it, Tim? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Luke. Yeah, it was. Look, Tommy Radonikis, the age of 70, as you said, he's had a long battle with cancer and ended up losing it. But, gee, what a character he was. Such a good character in the game of rugby league and outside the walks of rugby league as well. He just told everyone how it was. It was just how Tommy was. He never took a backward step. And some of the things he did in rugby league, he always said he didn't care if there were better number sevens when he was in the era of such like of Peter Sterling or whoever it was with the seven. He goes, I don't care. He goes, you know, I don't take a backward step and I'll play the game as tough and as passionate as I can. And he did just that. And I think what he's done, not just for rugby league, but mainly for me, it really stands out, the New South Wales Blues. And I think that's been recognised over these past few days. The passion and the pride that he had for that blue jersey is like no other. There is not one player in the history of that New South Wales Blues that I can think has had more passion and more pride for that blue jersey than Tommy Radonikis. He hated Queensland with a passion. He was the inaugural captain of New South Wales back in 1980. He had coaching stints of New South Wales as well. He won three games as a coach out of six. And, of course, yeah, famous for that amazing cattle dog call, meaning as soon as it was called, everyone was starting to swing punches and it was on. So famous for very memorable moments of the game. But for me, it stands out, his pride and his passion for the Blues jersey. And there'll be no one else like Tommy Radonikis that'll have that passion.
Surely the State of Origin Shield has got to be called the Beats and Radonikis Shield now.
Yeah, look, it has been tossed up a number of times now. And it does make sense. Arthur Beetson, of course, the impact that he had on the game of rugby league against Queensland, leading Queensland in the inaugural year, and Tommy Radonikis doing the same for New South Wales. So they already have, you know, one player that stands out for me that also is, you know, Origin through and through is Wally Lewis. But they've already got the Wally Lewis medal.
And he's got a statue.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, they've got the Wally Lewis medal in State of Origin, though. So, I mean, yeah, that trophy, I can't see why it could not be. Yeah, the Beats and Radonikis trophy, I think, will be a really fitting touch to two players that have so much pride and passion in the maroon and the blue jersey.
It's got to be called the Beats and Radonikis Shield or trophy. It's got to be. Let us know what you think. 133353, send us an email. I'd like to know what you think. The Rabbitohs looked after the Broncos last night.
Yeah, they did. 35-6. The woes continue for Kevin Walters' men. But the Bunnies, they were without Cody Walker last night, and you couldn't tell. Benji Marshall jumped into the number six jersey. He scored the first try. He had a try assist as well, and he was fantastic. Latrell Mitchell, two tries. He's getting better and better as the season unfolds. And the man that South Sydney don't want, Adam Reynolds.
Oh,
can you believe it?
Start.
He had a try and a try assist, and he kicked the first ever two-point field goal in the modern era. So since the rule's been brought in for a two-point field goal outside of 40 metres, Adam Reynolds, the first player to kick that just before half-time in last night's game. So there's a record that no one will ever take off him. He had 14 points in that win last night. And yeah, I mean, it's crazy how South Sydney don't want to sign him longer than a year. They've offered him a year contract. He said, no, I want 2 or 3 years. He's only 30 years of age.
But he bleeds red. He bleeds green and red.
He knows nothing else. He's been at South Sydney all of his life, 30 years of age, and arguably is the best halfback in the competition.
And they won't give him 2 years.
Yeah, so it's really sad. So he's now going to go to market and maybe test himself. There'll be clubs out there that'll be trying to snap up a quality player like Adam Reynolds. One club who's not even in the competition yet, the Brisbane Jets, it's expected that they could be accepted into the NRL in July and probably be into the comp by 2023, they have said straight away, we'd have Adam Reynolds and we'd have Wayne Bennett as a bit of a package deal as our inaugural coach, a marquee player in Reynolds. And Bennett, who of course is off, well, he's going to finish this year at South Sydney. He's already announced that. They said they'd be desperate to chase both of those. I know the Cowboys have already had meetings as well with Adam Reynolds. They're in dire straits up there and they could do with a quality halfback. But South Sydney, it just blows me away. Just the loyalty that this guy's shown. He, as you said, he bleeds red and green.
Do you know,
it's a real shame.
It sort of it brings to light that argument that if you have a player like Adam Reynolds, who has only known one club, he lives around the corner from Redfern, for God's sake. If you have a marquee player that's one club, surely it comes to a point where if you can hang on to them so that they're a one-club player, you get relief in the salary cap.
Yeah, there is. There's a certain time. I think it's about 8 years, I think, that they've got to be at the club. And I think it's each club, but it's not per player. So each club, I think, gets about $200,000 and they can use it for some of those players, long-serving players, to keep them at the club. So it depends on what the club want to do with that. And I know South Sydney probably have a few players around that eight-year mark that they're trying to keep as well. So they wouldn't be able to give Adam Reynolds that whole $200,000 for salary cap relief. They could offer him 50 or 100 or however they want to share it out. Clubs can do whatever. But yeah, at the moment, it's only $200,000 for those long-serving players as a bit of salary cap relief.
All right, let's get on to other matters now. The Swans.
Yes, wow, haven't they? They started the season on fire, 4-0 now. They've beaten the Bombers last night in a close one. These two teams always play tight games, 83-80. Buddy Franklin returned and he kicked three goals. He loves playing against the Bombers. He kicked the opening goal of the match and he kicked the last one for the Swans as well. And disappointing thing out of this, though, for Sydney is a loss of Isaac Heaney. He's broken his hand in the second quarter. He's going to be a huge loss for Sydney. He had a lot of time out in 2020. I think he only played six games in 2020 due to an ankle problem, and now have more time on the sideline. So that's disappointing. But, I mean, these other young guns, John Longmire has them firing, and they're looking really, really good, Sydney, at the moment. And as I said, top of the table, 4-0, and hopefully they can continue on.
Hopefully they can. Now, just before we look at what's coming up this weekend, later today, in fact, only in about an hour, we've got the US Masters with a stack of Aussies.
Yeah, there's a couple of great Aussies in here with a big chance as well. I reckon there's a couple in here that can definitely finish top 10, if not go on and win the Masters. We haven't had a Masters winner. I think Adam Scott was the last one in 2013, and him and Jason Day were runners-up in 2011. But both of those two are in the field. Mark Leishman as well. Cam Smith, I think, would be one of my favourites as an Aussie to possibly give it a shake. And Matt Jones as well, who's recently off a win on the tour. So, you know, the Aussies will be representing at the Masters. Fingers crossed they can all do well. Play well the opening 2 days, make the cut, and then anything can happen at Augusta. The big disappointment, no Tiger Woods, of course. It's going to be different without Tiger lurking around there at Augusta, but some great players. Bryson DeChambeau, he's, of course, the reigning US Open champion. We all see how long he can hit the ball, and he's said his attack is just drive that ball, and he's going to try and change the way Augusta's played. So be interesting to watch him. Dustin Johnson, the defending champ. Jordan Spieth, he's returned to winning form. He won the Texas Open last week, and he'll be out to give it a shake as well. And Justin Thomas, who's the players' champion winner as well recently, will take some form into this. So it's a really, really open affair. The best of the best play in the Masters, and anything can happen at Augusta. So really looking forward to a top 4 days of golf, but fingers crossed one of those Aussies can push all the way in there, and we have someone to follow on the final morning.
Yeah.
Augusta.
All right. That's the coverage starts in about an hour from now. Okay. In 60 seconds, this will test you. In 60 seconds, what are you looking forward to this weekend?
Let's start with AFL. I'm looking forward to tonight. Port Adelaide and Richmond, two of the top sides in the AFL this season, both coming off pretty heavy and disappointing losses. So looking forward to that in the AFL. In the NRL, Panthers and the Raiders tonight. Going to be an absolute beauty. These two teams always have fantastic games, and hopefully this one will be no different. So big game there for both those in both codes. Real quick before I go, Jake Friend retired. Want a quick acknowledgement to him because he's been a phenomenal player for the Roosters. He's been there since he was 15 years old, won three premierships. Unfortunately, three concussions in the last 6 months has made him think a lot more about his health and life after footy. Credit to him. He's
Credit
made the correct
him, yeah.
decision. And he has retired, an absolute champion. Well done, Jake Friend.
And the NBL.
Yep, NBL, looking forward to the Hawkies as well. They're on court tonight. They've been playing too well, my Illawarra Hawks, so hopefully they can return to form against the Phoenix. That game's down in Wollongong last night. Yeah, those Wildcats won again, Luke. 73-69, they beat the Sydney Kings. Yeah, they're going good. They're going good.
Tim, you have yourself a fantastic weekend. We'll talk again on Monday.
Yeah, we'll do. You too. See you, mate.
See you, mate. Tim Robertson in sport here on the Night Shift on Triple M.